MIT Grant speaking.
Yeah, is Colleen in?
Yeah, man, it's just Colleen.
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. How was your weekend?
It was great.
Had that extra day off, huh?
I got out of town for 3 days, so it was great.
Must feel like an extra week.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good for you. What'd you do?
We went up to Reno for a few days.
Okay.
And just gambled and ate well, real well, you know.
That's always fun. Was it really hot
yeah.
out there? I was out there a few weeks ago, and it was, like, scorching hot.
Oh, no, it was nice. And then it was funny because yesterday down here, we had a huge thunder, lightning, hail, storm, and it actually snowed on the pass going up to Reno.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And it only lasted like a few minutes, and then it was gone and sunny again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you guys win at least? Did you guys at least win?
I won $1,000 Friday morning, and then over the next few days, we gave it all back.
So you won it too early, but you know what? That still sounds like a win.
Oh, hell yeah. We didn't right? have to use that other machine to get more money out, you know?
Exactly. The machine that you never, well, you technically lose, but it feels like you always win every time you go to that machine.
Yeah.
Something comes out.
I definitely got my fix of gambling this weekend. So.
Well, good. Good, good. Well, hey, I had a question for you. So I'm looking at the statements there, and do you guys have a loan out right now, like a current loan, an STBL loan?
You'd have to talk to Bruce about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he in so I can ask him about that?
Yeah, sure. Hold on a second, okay?
Sure.
Let me see if he's available.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you into him. Hold on.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hello, this is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi there. Haven't I talked to you before along the way, I think?
You know, we might have talked in the past.
Yeah.
I can't recall at the top of my head, but I'm sure we have somewhere along the road. I'm glad I sound
so
familiar. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You got a few minutes? I wanted to ask you a couple questions
sure.
on your file here. Okay. So I'm looking over the bank statements here, and I see that there's – do you have a current loan out right now?
Yeah, we have one loan out with BFS.
BFS, okay.
Capital, and they will actually give me more money. But I just want a small loan right now.
Okay.
It's really confusing, but it's simple. This is an old company. We're known internationally. We have international distribution, but we're in the process of changing our product lines drastically because of the economy, around the world. So we've rearranged our product line. We have a new product line we're rolling out. It's costly for us to build. And then we have to carry the account receivables for, 60, 90 days before we get paid. So it's a struggle. And
sure.
I was just, you guys keep sending me stuff. And I said, well, maybe these guys will give us a little money and work something out with us to, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we appreciate you definitely reaching out
sure.
to us, and we'd love to be able to do business with you. Sounds like you guys are doing sales. You have a little dip, but you're very.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're doing the right thing by creating
yeah.
a new product for the business, which I hear you're a smart man. You used to work for Monster?
Yeah, I used to do, a long time ago, I used to license them with some patents I had, and I helped get them off the ground. And then we started our own company around 84 or so. Now, the dip in sales also isn't really as much of a dip as it shows, because we pulled back a lot of old product that we're converting to the new product.
Okay.
So we took a couple of $100,000 worth of credits.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
So the sales isn't really that much of a dip, although this should be, and it is still, and it will be, a $3.5 million a year company. We can be bigger than that, and we have been bigger than that. Substantially bigger than that, but it doesn't pay. It's too much worries. You know, I found this company works really, really well around 2.8 to 3.2 million, and I think that number is going to have to go now to 3 to 3.4 million with today's wages and all that kind of stuff. So
sure.
we're just you know, changing, you know, things around. But I do want to point out that the sales that we showed and the profit that we showed for our gunner show for last year is down because of the returns that we took. Because, you know, cable is cable. You pull it back. In our case, we can put a different sheath over it. We put different networks within the network boxes, make them sound better, make them look better, put a different name on the label, and out they go. So cable is recyclable, so to speak. It doesn't go obsolete.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
With your BFS, what's your balance with them?
It's just a little below 200K.
Okay, below 200K.
And they approved me for 350, and I said, hell no.
Do you pay them like a monthly payment, or?
No, it's a weekly payment, I think.
A weekly payment. Okay, what are you paying them
a week?
I have it here, actually, on the bank.
You have it there, yeah. That's why I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
to answer your question, you saw that.
I was being lazy, Bruce. I didn't want to look. Okay. So around $200,000. That's fine. And I'm curious, why don't you want to take the renewal with them? What are they offering you?
Oh, no. See, they originally offered me $350, and I said, hell no.
Okay.
Okay. Now I can go back to them and ask them for more money, and they'll want to redo the whole loan. I don't want to redo the whole loan. I just want to maybe 50, 75K. I need over the next few months to get me through this.
Okay.
It's just going to make things easier on me. I'm going to make it one way or the other. It's just going to make it easy on me.
So you really are looking to only borrow the money for how long, would you say? Let's say worst case scenario. How soon do you want to pay this back?
Well, needing it for a certain period of time and paying it back.
Two different things.
Thank you. I was trying to say find a way to say it politely.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe a year or something like that.
Okay. I'm just trying to get an idea of what term to shoot for here. And
yeah.
I don't want you guys to be over-leveraged. And,
No.
Just wanted to, okay. All right, perfect. Well, that's what I needed, Bruce. Let me go ahead and talk this over with my team, and I'll be getting back to you guys. I appreciate your time there.
Yeah, sure. Now, I'm usually here in the afternoons.
Okay.
But if you know, Colleen's here bright and early in the morning, so if you need something, you can get to her. She'll get to me if you need me earlier. It's not like I'm not up. I just do R&D stuff at home. You know,
sure.
That's right. It's peaceful there. I don't get interrupted, and I get my new design work done.
And you got somebody like Colleen. She's great. She was great about getting back to me and getting me everything. Yeah. So,
right.
Know, you're a lucky man to have somebody like that in the office.
Well, that's, most of my people here have been with me 20 years, some of them 22, 23. A lot of them, 15, 18. Colleen's a short-termer. She's only been with me 7 or 8.
Only, huh? Wow, okay.
Yeah, we tend to keep people.
That's good.
Here, you know.
Awesome.
So, anyhow, yeah, let me know what you can do, and if it's something reasonable, fine. If not, then I just have to be, you know, duke it out, and it's just going to make me release product slowly. Whereas we got
sure.
a season coming up, and you know everybody's going to want to buy these new products.
Well, let me ask you this: what do you think your return is going to be? Let's say you can get it quicker and sooner, and you're able to create this new product faster. How much more money will you be making, profit-wise?
Well, it's the same amount of money squeezed into a shorter period of time.
Same amount.
It is really what it is. What the loan will do is help me buy raw materials,
okay.
so that I can produce the product and sell it now, versus waiting for receivables to come in and buying the materials next month or 2 months from now and avoiding a backlog.
I see.
So the bad thing about backlogs are even if we have the premier product, you know, customers, our dealers have a sale, they'll go to a competitor if I can't supply it.
Yeah, and, well, you don't want to do that. You know,
nope.
It'd be nice to not lose any customers and keep them coming to you because people tend to go back to the same place they bought something from.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, Bruce, it's been very helpful. Appreciate your time, and
sure,
we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.